In 1954, first-year head coach Jim Lee Howell needed to turn around a Giants team that had fallen on hard times. So on the recommendation of owner Wellington Mara, he hired a young coach out of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point to be his offensive coordinator. His name was Vince Lombardi.
The first time I saw Vince in action at close range on the sideline as a coach, he was up and down that sideline like an avenging flame. He was a very emotional man.
That same year, the Giants made another young, bright coach named Tom Landry the defensive coordinator, and the two future Hall of Famers began to reverse the Giants' fortunes. In just three seasons, Lombardi turned around an anemic New York offense. Led by superstar and future Hall of Famer Frank Gifford, and with Lombardi calling the plays, the Giants won the NFL championship in 1956.
I never had the speed, the size, or a lot of things that other football players had and have, but he made me get the most out of it.
In other times, in other circumstances, he might have been Alexander the Great and conquered the world, or he might have been St. Francis Xavier and converted it, because he had the zeal of a missionary, and that's the thing I always think about when I think of Vince. He had the zeal of a missionary.
In 1959, the Green Bay Packers chose Vince Lombardi to be their new head coach. Lombardi never had a losing season in his 9 years in Green Bay. He won three NFL championships and the first two Super Bowls. And today, the Super Bowl champion receives the Lombardi Trophy. After coaching one season with the Washington Redskins, Lombardi retired with a record of 105 wins, 35 losses, and 6 ties, and is considered perhaps the greatest coach in NFL history.